From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The WTO, the World Trade Organization, has something called the appellate body. It's like a Supreme Court, but for trade issues. The Trump administration has been blocking the appointment and reappointment of judges to that panel. So as its members' terms expire, that Supreme Court of Trade is shrinking. If it loses one more person, it'll stop functioning. We are joined by a former WTO appellate body member, Jennifer Hillman. She served from 2007 to 2011. Good morning.
Good morning.
So a lot of people might not be familiar with this WTO appellate body. Can you give us an idea of like what kind of cases would come before you when you were there?
All of the cases are cases that are brought by one country against another country, complaining that whatever that country did violated one of the rules of the WTO. And they can range from really small cases to really big cases.
So the Trump administration just last month blocked the reappointment of a judge to that panel. And it's now at the minimum number of judges. I know they're not called judges, they're called members, but the minimum number of judges it legally needs to even function. So it is not clear if the administration is trying to choke this court to death or if this is some kind of bargaining position. What do you think they're trying to do?
I think they're trying to choke it to death. And I think they really are trying to effectively kill this dispute settlement system. But this is just a decision by USTR to consistently block any process to allow for the appointment of any new members.
The U.S. has, you know, an array of complaints about the WTO, that it's treated unfairly, that there are reforms needed. Is the U.S. treated unfairly at the WTO?
I don't think so. So the U.S. has brought and won more cases than any other country. And I think the number is something like 85.7% of the cases that the United States brings, we win. The complaints have all come in the realm of the trade remedy decisions. This is anti-dumping duties, countervailing duties, and safeguard cases where we've imposed tariffs or other restrictions on imports coming into the U.S. market, and other countries have complained that we haven't done that consistently with those WTO rules.
Do you agree that there are other reforms needed at the WTO? You know, it's not set up, arguably, to deal with a lot of complaints against China, for example.
Yes, there unequivocally are necessary reforms. In my own view, the biggest substantive failing of the trading system rules has been its inability to discipline subsidies.
Professor Jennifer Hillman served as a WTO appellate body member, a.k.a. a justice of trade, from 2007 to 2011. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. It was my honor to be here.